Hello, everybody. This is Trig coming to you live here on Monday, February the 17th, 2014. Welcome to my podcast, Trig's Podcast of Joy. Go, going, gozo. We are the gozo revolution in Jesus' name. What? The weather's got you down. You didn't get what you wanted for Valentine's Day. You're looking at your wallet, wondering where is it all gonna come from. Don't worry. Let's take the next few minutes and talk about the joy of the Lord and think about what God is doing in our lives. He's giving us His grace. He's giving us His joy. He's giving us His gozo. He's helping us to go and to be the gozo revolution for His name. Thank you so much for being here today at Trig's Podcast of Joy. Today our theme is going to be a gentle word can go a very long way. It seems like most people are really good at speaking evil of one another, but have a very, very difficult time saying nice things to each other. Especially when we feel wronged. Maybe a neighbor parks their car too close to ours. Perhaps a family member owes you some money and you're gonna go and let them have it this time. Or maybe a coworker rats you out in front of the boss and you just wanna go and give them a piece of your mind. You know, it is easy for us to react in anger and to lash out with our words. But when we have the mind of Christ, we can speak good of one another. And when we use our words to lift others up, it can change everything. I'm not talking about letting people walk all over us. Sometimes we have to speak of the injustice that's being done to us. That's called speaking up for our rights. But I'm talking about just other things where we have a choice to make. Where we can choose to speak well and to build somebody up and to be a part of the solution. Or when we can be a part of the problem. Today in Trig's Podcast of Joy, we're going to look at this passage in John chapter 4, in verse 13, where Jesus speaks to the Samaritan woman with words of truth and grace. In John chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, 'Will you give me water to drink?' His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, 'You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans.' Jesus answered her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.' 'Sir,' the woman said, 'you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?' Jesus answered, 'Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.'" A word well said gives life. Can you imagine how people spoke to this woman? Because of her lifestyle, because of what people thought of her. This woman was drawing water from a well during the day because she had a really bad reputation in town. She had stolen lots of husbands. She had been with many men in the town. And so many people did not respect her. And so when she comes to Jesus, my guess is she expected a similar response from him as from many other people. One of rejection, one of disdain and looking down on her because of her lifestyle, and rightly so perhaps, but Jesus acted and spoke differently to her. He spoke to her with truth and with grace, asking her for water, asking her for something that she had but needed more of. She was thirsty on the inside, not just on the outside. And so Jesus says to her, I have a water that will make you thirst, that will never make you thirsty again. And she said, where is this water? And she became intrigued in the message of hope and of grace that Jesus had. But why did this happen? You know, Jesus didn't softball everything. He spoke truth to her. He told her that she needed to change, that there was something missing in her life, that she would be forever thirsty if she kept drinking of what was in the world. But instead, Jesus said, you need something greater in your life. But he didn't just challenge, he also spoke kindly to this person. He spoke to her words of grace, accepting her, loving her, speaking to her, even though that normally Samaritans and Jews didn't talk to each other back in those days. And that's what changed everything. Not only did it change this woman's life, where she becomes interested in the things of God, but it says later that once she came to know who Jesus was and turned her life around, the whole town became followers of Jesus because of her story and the change that had happened in her life. That is so awesome. How a word well said, a word of grace, changed one person, but it also changed everything around her. And that's how we can be. When we find those opportunities to speak well, it can change everything. I want to tell you a story. Just a couple of nights ago, I had a friend who I've known for many years from our children's school come to me and say, Pastor Trigg, I just want to thank you for how you spoke to me when I was struggling. My friend had been an alcoholic for many years, and he was telling me how every time he'd see me come near him or drop off our children, he would run and or think, oh no, here comes the pastor. He's going to talk to me about Jesus again. But he was just telling me how all those moments, all those conversations really made a difference in his life. And he told me that what made the biggest difference was that I was humble in how I spoke to him. I remember one time we were talking about danger in school, and I think it was right around the time when there was a shooting in the movie theater in Colorado, and he was feeling pretty freaked out, rightly so. I remember he was saying, do you think that this is the end of the world? Do you think that there's any good left in this earth? He was feeling pretty low, pretty panicked, actually. I remember right next to us, there were these children playing. They were practicing for a school play, just dancing and jumping around and working on their lines. I think they were third or fourth graders. And I looked at my friend. I said, you know, there's so much to live for. Look at these children. They are just full of joy, full of hope. We need to think of them and give them our best. And yes, there is evil, and yes, there are horrible things that happen, and we have to protect our children and we have to be aware, but let's not live in fear. Let's not let these horrible things take our joy away. We have to choose to live in a place of joy and of hope for the sake of our children. Just like they are just dancing around right now, we also can dance around if we put our hope in God. That seemed to really help. I know it helped me. My friend was telling me how just over the last few days, his life has improved even more. He's going back to school to finish his GED. Then he's hoping to go to college and get a degree in film and radio and television. He's 55, dropped out of high school when he was 16 years old. But he feels like God is doing amazing things. And he remembers those conversations, those moments of grace where he felt lifted and he felt encouraged. A gentle word can go a long way. I want to give you three practical steps on how you can be a man, a woman, a young person of joy and giving words of love to other people. Here are three practical ways to do that. One is, don't overreact. Make sure that when you face those moments that are hard, and that's when someone does something wrong to you, try to not overreact and try to be calm and to think about what's happening before you respond. Number two is think of what the other person needs, not just of what you need. A lot of times we react thinking only about what we need, and we forget that the other person also has needs. And then lastly is don't try to fix people, but listen. And if you are going to speak, speak of the love of God. Thank you so much, my friends, for listening. I am so excited that you could be here with us today for Trigg's Podcast of Joy. Remember to tell your friends about the podcast, to go to iTunes, to Trigg's Podcast of Joy. Go to my website, which is davidtrigg.com, davidtrigg.com. Go to my new Facebook page, David Trigg. Make sure you go to my blog for weekly thoughts at davidtrigg.wordpress.com. That is wordpress.com. And lastly, make sure you are looking to my new Facebook page called Grace Through Anxiety and the Finding Grace Through Anxiety Conference, which is coming up here in the LA area, Saturday, March the 15th, 2014, where we're going to be talking about the issue of anxiety and finding hope and grace in the middle of fear, anxiety, depression, and issues of mental health. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Remember to go. Remember to be a people of gozo and grace. In Jesus' name, see you next time.